Been playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go. Show 9:15. We have Corey Walcher in the house, and he is owner proprietor of Corey Walcher Auto Group right here on Summit. How are you doing, sir? How are things for you?
I'm good. I'm yeah. good. Appreciate you.
Doing all right. On. Did you have a good Labor Day?
We did.
Okay.
We
did you do any grilling? Like 77% of people grill on the holiday. Did you grill?
I grilled indoors because it was way too hot to grill on outside.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the best way to do it, actually, if you could do that. So, favorite grill food? Are you beef, pork, or chicken?
All three.
Okay,
all
you'll three. Do all of it? You'll you do bet. A pork chop? Yeah, you won't throw any of that out.
No.
You'll have it all, not. Or a brat or something like that?
All
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's me, too. I like to kind of pick around, and then I will disappear for a little bit, and then I'll come back and revisit, you know? I gotta pace myself, but... Yeah, for sure. Also a grad of Wellington High School.
That's right.
So shout out to the Crusaders. I'm 92. You were?
98. What,
98? Okay. Yep. Dang it. You're younger than me. It makes me feel bad.
A little bit. Not by much. Not by much.
Talk to us about Corey Walcher Auto Group. You purchased Zeller.
We did. Yes, sir.
And that was under, for a while, under a different kind of ownership, right? I mean, it wasn't locally owned then.
There was two groups that kept the Zeller name since Mr. Zeller owned it.
Okay.
I think the last 13 years or so, it hasn't been Mr.
Zeller. Oh, has it been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And so what interested you in the area? Tell me a little bit about your background in the car business.
Sure. Well, I actually moved to Wichita my junior year in high school and started at a big group up there, changing oil, washing cars, and ended up being there about 18 years.
Oh, so you've done ground up stuff. You started
below ground.
You bet. Starting that early stage stuff when you were in your teens then, late teens, I
Correct.
Would guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then kind of came along and started selling cars then, right?
Yep. I ran most of the stores in Wichita for that group for 18 years and learned a whole bunch from them, how to be a sales manager, general manager. In the last 10 years, I've been part of an agency, and we've traveled the country and helped stores of all sizes help get up and going and acquire other stores and go in and help run those for them, you know, from day one. So the acquisition of this one wasn't new as far as how to do it, but it's my first one. It's
right, your first one to own.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
What was that like to put your toe in the water that way? I mean, because it is a different thing.
Sure. Well, that's where your faith comes into play, for sure, right?
Sure.
You've got to trust that he put you there for a reason, so you take that next step and handle the problems. You know the problems are coming. You
right.
Just, like I said, keep your faith, hold tight, handle the issues.
So that started in June for you?
June 16th is the day we bought that store.
And the other thing, too, was change the name to Corey Walcher Auto Group. Was there a little bit of nervousness there in doing that, or did you know that from the get-go you wanted to? What was your idea?
I knew from the get-go I wanted to because it needed a change. It needed a change. Just, you know, things we've heard and that kind of stuff, but you want to have as fresh as a start as you can.
Sure.
So people know there is a change coming, or if you're taking over a place that has a good reputation, then you're going to continue that and that kind of stuff.
Yep. So you're comfortable in doing that,
yes.
And you knew that was the. And this is kind of you're right, though. I mean, over the years, of course, when Zeller, when it was the family owned, that kind of the branding locally owned and stuff like that. But I think you're right. Over time, it kind of gotten to the point where people were like, "Who really owns that now?
Sure.
Well, who is behind it?" And so this gives them a clear idea who the person is behind the name.
Right, good or bad, it's a new guy that owns it.
Yeah,
I know that.
Absolutely. What have you done new? What are changes that are being made over there?
I think we've filled 5 or 6 dumpsters of stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's just like living in the same house a long time. You collect more things than what you know until it's time to go. So we've cleaned the whole place out. We just finished a remodel, redid all the bathrooms and paint and floors and all that all over the showroom. So just freshened it up, brought in a whole bunch of inventory. We have about 110 units in stock right now. When I bought it, we bought about 60.
Okay.
So we've almost doubled the inventory. And
what do you got out there for me on the brand new side?
About whatever you want. So it's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Of course, yeah.
So I think we have maybe 20 new units in stock with other ones coming, and the other 80 or so are pre-owned.
Those Jeep, that Jeep brand, man, the resale on it and everything, those are just, and they've got such interesting vehicles out all the time. Every time I see something new out there, I'm like, I don't know who designs all that, but it's always good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for the Wrangler people out there, they're very cultish as far as buying one and having one, and we've got plenty of good ones there as well.
So. I had one for a long time, and there was this Jeep wave that people had. You know, when you saw them, they wanted to talk with you, and it was very interesting for sure. We're talking with Corey Walcher, new owner of Corey Walcher Auto Group, which is a former Zellers right here on North Summit, and I would assume you put a lot of elbow grease into this at this point, right?
100%, absolutely.
What would you say to folks who aren't familiar with you or wanting to come in and see what you have to offer? What can we expect from your dealership?
A good place that you'll feel good spending money at. It sounds like there's a lot of people that are driving by that store or going somewhere else to get oil changes or to buy things and just. Stop doing that for right now. Give us an opportunity. Come in. You can work with me directly, whether it's service or sales. And
right.
We just want to get you taken care of. We want to make it easy to where you're something close to home. You're going to support local because I'm going to support local. I'm going to pour into the schools and different businesses and things here in town and just reciprocate.
Yeah, right. You want to build it up and have it be like it once was, which is a local, you know, you're the standalone guy.
Sure.
Your name's on it. You're right here.
That's right. Yep.
So if I have a question for you, I can talk to you about it.
That's right. And I'm localish. My office is 10 feet from the front door, so you can see me. You can talk to me. I'm accessible and whichever you need.
Yeah, walk right in and ask your questions. Anything that you need to know.
You bet.
All right. So how are things going since the takeover? I mean, you've gotten the place fixed up. You're starting to clear out some space and all that, and. I would assume you're just trying to get your name out and all that good stuff, right?
That's right. We're finally a dealership at this point. We kind of joked around for a month or month and a half. It was kind of like the Sandlot. You know, we kind of didn't have uniforms. Our internet kind of didn't work. Our phones kind of didn't work. So, but we've worked through all those things.
Why is it always the case? I've done that before where you're starting up with stuff and you're taking over or anything like that. It seems like it just takes a while to get everything in sync, right?
It does take a minute. But what can really speed that up is bringing in good people. So I brought in a handful of people that I've worked with for a long time that are good family guys, faith-based guys and girls. And so that makes it a whole lot easier that they share my same morals and ethics. And so that makes it easy. I don't have to worry about what somebody's saying to somebody. You know, just like anything, you know, you want to come in and make stuff new. When you bring in new software and things, we found out that the internet equipment couldn't handle it. So we had to replace the whole, you know, data closet of equipment and things. And a few things like that were unexpected. But again, you work through it. So we're all set up and ready now. We have all of our software in place and all the employees inside the building now have all the support and tools and things they need to make sure we're taking care of the Arc City people.
And to have spent a lifetime in this business and be to this point where, I mean, it's your show, you're running it and doing things, and your chance to see what you can do as a leader in this dealership, that's got to be super exciting too, right?
It is. You know, people have
said, a little nerve-wracking.
A little of both, but you know, just you know, friends that I've grew up through the business. It's like, man, you know, your name's on the building, your name's on your shirt, you have your logo, and I'm thinking, man, that's neat. But the things that get me giddy, even this morning when I was when I got to the store, when there's a decision that needs to be made. You just make it, you know, whether it's taking care of a customer.
Oh, sure, right.
You don't have to send.
There's not a consultation with a team of the buck stops with you.
Correct. You know, you don't got to send out 7 emails and have five meetings just to make one simple decision. It's like, just make it and let's go.
Yeah.
And
move on to the next thing.
That has been, I knew that would be awesome, but it's unbelievable.
It's a little bit freeing, too.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Corey Walcher right there, owner of Corey Walcher Auto Group. Tell us where to find you, emails, anything. If I want to contact you, if I want to look at a vehicle, if I have questions about the dealership, tell me all of it.
You can email me directly at corey.walcher@walcherautogroup.com. Or our website is corey walcher cdjr.com.
Okay. Yep. All right. Very good.
Yep.
All right.
That's where all of our inventory is. You can schedule service through there. Or again, just you can email me and I'll help handle it myself and get you taken care of.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good to see a former Crusader roll into town.
And that's right.
Hope everything goes well.
Localish.
Yeah, Corey Walcher right there. Corey Walcher, Auto Group. We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM, weather and music on the way.